The following program is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. My friend William says that the whole purpose of having grandchildren is to generate new homes for all the stuff you've got out in the barn.
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking. Hey, watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music.
Woody Herman, here on the Humble Farmer. Thank you for listening. You might know this, I think about things. If you also think about things, it might be because you don't have enough to do, and I suggest that you find something to occupy your hands. This is why they say idle hands are the devil's workshop. If you're busy, you can't think, and thinking does not always give you a warm, fuzzy feeling of well-being. The other morning I was thinking about James Bond, which you might agree is about as unproductive as you can get when it comes to thinking. Because you've never wasted your time thinking about Bond, James Bond. You should know that James Bond is a good guy who zips about the globe while fighting powerful evil men. And for years and years and years, I wondered how evil men like Dr. No or Goldfinger could find seemingly endless cadres of expendable people to aid them in their bloody pursuits of world domination and economic gain. Now, I hope you won't think about this, because if you do, when you think about the last 24 so elections, you'll realize that there are millions of people out there in the middle America who honestly like them.
Trumpet stays up to my mouth. Oh, I'll tell you a matter, indeed. And if you say it's necessary, baby, I'll even hear how I see. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, be your buttered egg, man. Want some great big buttered egg, gal, want me.
As in Wingy Manone. I'm worried about an egg man. The email said, this is an email I got, and this is what it said. She tore her ACL this summer, but still managed to travel. In France, she proceeded to break her wrist. Now, if you're a parent who has a kid involved in sports, you already know what an ACL is. Because I could never afford to have children, I had to look up ACL to learn that it is a ligament in the knee. If you have an opinion on sports, you shouldn't be surprised to hear that I do too. The man who gave me the garage door I open every morning Well, he shuffled through life on injured knees. He was a banker. He told me he hobbled because his knee joints had been destroyed playing football in high school. And this is neither surprising nor worthy of mention, but listen to this. He said that given the chance, he would do it all over again, which still amazes me. Being a spindly, wimpy little kid, I was always the last one chosen to be on any team if I were tolerated at all, and of course, as a result, I was never injured by others. The only time I felt really accepted by the group was when I accidentally cut off my right shin bone while chopping down the tree that had eaten my kite. Brothers with Getz and Zudi here on the Humble Farmer, where, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite station. We're very excited. We heard we're going to be played down Brunswick, Bath area, out of the Harpswell station. Looking forward to talking with you down there. Might be going out now. I don't know. I got to call John, I guess, and ask. Did you read in the paper that the sheriff's department ran a sting operation that had miners attempt to buy alcohol at 43 or so businesses up in the county? For you guys, it's from away. That's Aroostook County, or all of northern Maine, which we call the county. You might remember, if you read that article, that 23 of the establishments sold alcohol to the minors and were issued summons. This should come as no surprise. Not to me, anyway. There's something seriously wrong with a system that has not carded me for 40 or so years. Clarence Williams. Wasn't it his grandson who played in the movie with Tim Roth, that great piano scene? And do stop whining. Everyone knows that women earn less than men. Don't whine about it. But think about this. Tall men, on the average, earn more than short men. And you don't see many articles about that in your newspaper. You don't hear me whining about it. Now, it's probably your understanding that taller men are able to earn more money than their shorter counterparts simply because, well, taller people are perceived to be more intelligent and powerful. Years ago, a handsome executive came to a picnic at my house, and just by looking at this man, I would have voted to send him to Congress in a heartbeat, just on his looks. I later had dealings with him and discovered that he was a first class, very rich, but he was a dubber with the temperament of a spoiled six-year-old. Now, you've probably met, or even maybe you've even been married to others like him who can go a long way on their looks and their money they married until they speak. Tall people have always been chosen as leaders. And you can understand that if you were to climb out of a boat at Lynn's Farm with a sword in your hand, it would give you a warm, comfortable feeling to have Andre the Giant lead in your pack. Everyone also knows that pretty people make more money in the workplace than average-looking people. Unfortunately, workers who are not at all attractive earn even less. This is a fact. Ugly men are affected more than ugly women. You can check this. You can read up on it. And you know, we read that men who are uglier than average tend to make 9% less, while below-average women make only 5% less. I never had a son because I figured he'd have to pay just to have a job.
Thank you.
Woody Herman. Tiny's Blue sounded like Sal Nistico in there, didn't it? We're going to play some Brad Terry. I toured with Brad Terry. We went up the West Coast, played concerts at colleges all the way across the country. A lot of fun. That was in 1978. We're going to hear Brad Terry whistling, playing clarinet on this next thing coming up, Ornithology. But until then, I had to laugh at this email that said, take care of your pet's bad breath. Because I know a little bit about pets with bad breath. Well, I knew what to do about it because I once had a pet pig that had very, very bad breath. Oh, it was awful bad breath. But you know, let me tell you this. Just about the time that pig reached 250 pounds, we were starting to get some good cold snaps in November. And within a week, that pig's bad breath went away.
Thank you.
Brad Terry. Oh, those are good times. Playing with Brad and Dick Cash and Claude Noel, Roy Fazee. Clint Eastwood, oh, I got to remind you, you're listening to the Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station. Thank you for listening. With any luck at all, you can hear me here every week at this time. I'll be playing old-fashioned music just for you. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Clint Eastwood portrays the most fearless of characters to ever stram across the television screen. It's hard to get away from Clint, because no matter where you click, if Harry is not meeting Sally, Clint seems to be lighting up a cigar or shooting half a dozen men in living color 24 hours a day. Clint's intestinal fortitude captured my attention in a film called High Plains Drifter, in which, you might remember, Clint shoots three men without even getting out of a barber's chair. No, that's not the part that takes guts. On his way to his hotel room, some sassy woman bumps into him two or three times and calls him all kinds of names, and although he has more interesting things to do, he quickly drags her into the nearest barn and accommodates her. To realize how fearless the High Plains Drifter really was, you should remember that back in those days, there were no antibiotics.
Thank you.
Woody Herman. Did I tell you that while fishing with her husband, a woman who was well over 80 years old, well, this woman kicked a fish off the dock. A spine on the fish, a sharp spine on the fish, infected her toe, and the doctor said if she had waited another day for treatment, she would have died. Well, that's all I'm going to say about sports today, but next week our topic will be baseball. Few ballads you will hear on the Humble Farmer Show. I'm not about ballads. I think like things that move right along, make you feel like dancing. But that Early Autumn is such a classic. I also like Non Dimenti Ca, but I can never remember what that means. You're listening to the Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station, and you know, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite station. Thank you for listening. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And there is a YouTube link that's been around for many years. It shows a Maine state policeman talking with a Maine man who's sitting in a red car. And the closest thing I've ever seen to this video, except for the soundtrack, is a 1914 Charlie Chaplin film. And just in case you'd like to see interesting things, here's the website. If you Google YouTube, Maine State Trooper, YouTube Maine State Trooper. You'll see the officer in blue standing by a red car, and that's the clip I'm talking about. Watching this video might make you want to give every man who wears a Maine State Police uniform a raise. If you take the time to watch it, you might even wonder if the Maine Chamber of Commerce produced it just to get more hits on their website. If you've never been to Maine, here's your chance to meet a real Maine man behind the wheel of his car. There's no question in my mind, but I have seen many of the letters this man has written to the editors of Maine newspapers. Thank you. I almost cut that bomb. I almost deprived Woody Herman of that last bomb. This is perhaps the only thing I have ever said on the radio that not one person could disagree with. Listen closely. It is my answer to a question I read in the newspaper that said, why are teenage girls becoming pregnant? Teenage girls are becoming pregnant today for the same reason teenage girls were becoming pregnant 4,000 years ago. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ruby Braff, Scott Hamilton, Dave McKenna. All kinds of good people. Frank Tate on bass. Very nice way they mic the bass now. I was going to say now, that was probably made 20 years ago. 1991, yes. I just heard from Jonathan in Japan. And Jonathan has been in Japan for several years doing something with software. I told Jonathan I'd never been to Japan and that I'd have no idea of how to survive there. And he wrote back, "Heck, there's a McDonald's on almost every corner."